This is Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
That's All Saints and Lady Marmalade, because we're talking Marmalade now. We're actually talking Marmalade Lane, which is Cambridge's first co-housing community. And Hester Wells is with me, who's a resident of Marmalade Lane. Good morning, Hester.
Hello.
Nice to have you here. We'll talk, obviously, about Marmalade Lane, but tell me a little bit about yourself first.
My partner and I live in Cambridge. We lived in shared housing. It's an affordable way for young people living in Cambridge. But we got to the point where we wanted to have a family and we were looking at buying. And we didn't know anything about co-housing. We didn't go looking for it. But it was one of the first things we came across when we were thinking about buying. And the more we found out, the more we thought that this was a good option for us, particularly because, you know, we wanted a family, but none of our friends had kids, and we were a bit worried about isolation, particularly things with... I'm on maternity leave at the moment, you know, that can be quite isolating, and looking for a more sort of community feel and having more people around us.
And you say you were in shared housing. I mean, that, as you say, is the way that a lot of people live in Cambridge, just simply because it's so expensive.
Yeah, so... yeah, so we were there, so that allowed us to save, so we could look at buying. But also, you know, we were used to being around people. We didn't actually... I mean, we'd been in shared housing for over 10 years or whatever, so we were ready to have our own place, but we didn't feel like we were pushed out of shared housing, that it was, you know... it was more that we wanted our own space and we wanted to have a family. Therefore, we were used to having people around us and doing things like cooking meals together, sharing food. And so that aspect of co-housing appealed to us.
So how long have you been in Marmalade Lane? You bought a property there. When was that?
We moved in December, which was when the first houses were completed. So a lot of people moved in sort of over a couple of weeks just before Christmas, and then a few more in January. And then the individual... sales are still happening, so people are moving in one at a time. But
so for those who don't know what a co-housing community is, what is it? If I came to visit you, what would I see that would show me that?
So I guess there's the physical side and there's the social side, and the physical side is there to support the social community side. So in terms of how it's physically different, everyone involved has got their own house, which has got bedrooms and kitchens and, you know, all the things an ordinary house has. But in addition to that, there are shared facilities. So there's a common house with a large kitchen so that we can make meals together and eat together, and also a laundry and a workshop and a gym. And these are all, they're optional extras. You know, if you want to have a washing machine in your house, for example, you don't have to use the laundry. If you don't want to eat with other people, you don't have to, although that's kind of a key part of co-housing. While not every co-housing community will have, say, a shared gym, they'll always have a kitchen and a large hall, because cooking and eating together is kind of one of the things that you know, helps the community stay together and get to know each other. So there's normally, at the moment, we're still finding our feet with cooking for, you know, 40, 60 people at a time. So it's a new experience. So I think we're only having one communal meal a week, and then you can opt in or not if you're available. But we're hoping to do that a few times. It's never going to be an every night thing. It's an extra on top of, you know, eating your own, going out, all that kind of thing.
And how the houses are laid out reflects that, doesn't it?
Yeah, so that's the other thing, is that it's kind of been designed around the idea to facilitate communication and interactions between neighbours. So, for example, all of our car parking is on one edge of the site, rather than, you know, having a car-filled street between everyone. So, you know, children can play out between the houses. If you step out your house and you see a neighbour, there's no background noise of a car. You don't need to worry about somebody, you know, driving through you when you're trying to have a chat. It's all... and things like having a common laundry, it's a reason to get out of your house, walk past, and, you know, the number of times I see, you know, neighbours every time I'm just going to do my laundry is something I quite like. I mean, some people might rather have the convenience of a washing machine in their own house, but there are it gets me out, especially with, you know, the twins and seeing people and impromptu cups of tea and the kind of thing that you don't necessarily get when you're on your own in the house.
I suppose it's not going to appeal to everyone, is it?
Absolutely not. And it's not... You'd never want it to be all housing like this. But at the moment, it's not an option for a lot of people. So we have some people, particularly some of our older couples, who really like the idea of co-housing. You know, children maybe left home. They want to keep active, engaged, and be in a sort of mixed age community. And so they like the idea of co-housing. They actively wanted to do it. But they had to move to Cambridge to find a scheme that was about to have houses available. So, whereas I think a lot of the families involved, they're more, they already lived in Cambridge. And, I mean, like us, we wouldn't have moved across country for co-housing because we've still got our jobs and friends and family here. But because it was where we wanted to be anyway, it seemed like a really good option. Whereas for other people, you know, having to actively seek it out and find where it is. So I think there are 20 or 30 sort of existing co-housing communities in the country and a lot more trying to form, but the difficulty is getting off the ground, literally finding the land is often one of the biggest jobs.
And how many people are there at Marmalade Lane?
So there are 42 properties. They're not all sold yet. There's a few houses and a couple of one-bed flats available. And I guess because it varies between, you know, people on their own and people with families, who are probably talking about averaging 2.5 people a house, I guess. So
about 100 people,
around about 100 people,
which is enough to know everybody.
Yeah, and I wouldn't swear that I know everyone who's just moved in, but you know, knowing the majority of people around you and just it feeling familiar and seeing people you know when you step outside your house, and particularly for new developments, that could be a real problem is finding that community, and obviously this is a kind of community that you can also find as a sort of traditional village, but you know, it takes time to establish, whereas having it just as soon as you move in on a new build is the difficult bit. And that's because a lot of these people I've been getting to know for about the 4 years that it's taken. Well, no, it's taken a lot longer than that. I've been involved for about 4 years, but it was already up and running and people have been working on it before we heard about it.
So you've been involved for 4 years.
Yes.
So what were you doing for 4 years? You're working with the architects.
So it has to come from sort of the co-housing community existed before there was a plot of land, before there was a developer or architect or anything, and they were on the lookout for the land. And this particular bit of land was in Orchard Park. It's because one of our members lived in the future business, oh sorry, worked in the future business park right next to the building, and this originally had was to be purchased by a conventional developer, and then the housing market took a bit of a turn, and they couldn't sell the land, and that was at the point that he got in and said, actually, would you consider, you know, helping us do this for co-housing? So that was the land was owned by Cambridge City Council, but it's actually in South Cambs, so South Cambs are the planning authority. And anyway, there were kind of a lot of people to get involved and to help us come up with a sort of a brief, what we wanted from the co-housing community. And then at the point that I got involved, that had already been done, and they were almost at the point of going and asking a developer to build it for us. So one thing that's unusual about this is that it is developer facilitated, and that's because the cost of land in Cambridge is so great that the members on their own wouldn't have been able to raise the funds to buy the land and do a true self-build. So a lot of co-housing communities, they're literally purchasing the land outright and self-building. We had a developer involved, and so then they're the ones who are, you know, having to manage the project, but they've got the security of knowing, you know, they've at least got a lot of pre-sold properties and, you know, people who are willing to move in. And
it's in Orchard Park, so
yes.
You're near Transport Links, you're near the guided busway.
Yep, so the guided busway runs along the bottom of the site, so you've got access to buses, and then it's a short walk or cycle or bus ride to the train station. We cycle a lot, so, yeah, being next to the busway is really useful for us. And we also, my partner and I both work on Orchard Park. Work on Science Park, so it's a 5 minute.
That's perfect,
cycle too.
Isn't it? And it's built, because it's new build, it's been built in a sustainable way.
Yes, so the house is quite high spec. They're very highly insulated. There's no gas on site, so we've got air source heat pumps to provide the heat. But I found that they're so well insulated that, you know, we turned off the heating in February because the house was just getting a bit too warm. Also find that the clothing dries inside really quickly. Also maintains the internal house quite dry.
It's just won an award. That must be very satisfying. It was just won the Reba East Architecture Award.
Yes, and before that, we also won an Urban Design Award. So, yes, I mean, it is architect-designed by...
It's Mole. Yes. Mole Architects, I think.
Mole Architects. I love it. I mean, I think that's a real sort of bonus, as well as getting the co-housing and the community aspect, is that I think the houses look fabulous.
Well, it's an important thing, isn't it? Because it's all very well saying we're going to design this so that everybody can be together and there's a community feel. But if when you go back to your own house, that, you know, that's less important than the shared space, then that doesn't work, does it?
No, and it was one of the other things, is that being involved in the project early on, we got to customise our houses. So it's not a true custom thing. And obviously there had to be a plan for the entire site, and there had to be enough of the same sort of house for it to fit together and feel like a single development. But you could choose the configuration of the bedrooms and your bathroom tiling and the door colour and even the colour of the brick on the houses. So you'll see that along the sort of terraces, there's a different colour brick. Because you know, if you were a resident who was involved at an early enough stage, you could just choose the colour.
Yeah, they all look different. Yeah. So it really does have a lovely look about it.
But it all works together as well.
And affordable, so there, as you say, there are still properties for sale on there. I was looking at a 3 or 4 bedroom house, looks about £485,000, which is a lot of money, but not for Cambridge.
Yeah, it's definitely a cheap for Cambridge thing, and they're just their market price for Orchard Park, and that is one of the cheaper areas of the city. Another reason why we were involved, we weren't able to afford it in a lot of Cambridge. So.
Well, it looks lovely. If you want to find out more, it's marmaladelane.co.uk is the website, and you can see the properties that are still for sale there. Thank you ever so much for coming in, Hester. It's really nice to talk to you. And it's just, this is in Cambridge. I didn't know about it until I heard about the award. I guess when you tell people where you live and how you live, you get some of the same reactions.
Yes, although you have to start with explaining what co-housing is.
You should have a little card that you carry around with you. Co-housing is this. Lovely to speak to you. Marmaladelane.co.uk, as I say, is where you can find out more information. Marmalade Lane, where did that name come from?
I think it was just, we always had a sort of a lane running through the site, and it didn't have a name. We just called it The Lane. But when it came to the South Cams planning thing, and they said it has to have, you know, has to have a name, and these are the rules for choosing a name for a new road in the city. So it was a matter of sort of finding, the Orchard Park name comes from the Chivers that used to own it and grow fruit there.
Yes.
And so that's where the suggestion for Marmalade Lane came from.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, nice to speak to you. Have a good day. Thank you, Hester.